Next month, Czechs will for the first time go to the polls to directly elect their president. In a series of presidential profiles over the next 2 weeks, we will be bringing you short portraits of all the presidential hopefuls. Today we begin with Vladimír Franc, a Czech artist and composer who is impossible to miss in a crowd. The professor of music is tattooed on all visible parts of his body, including his face and hands. But leaving his unconventional looks aside, what would a president Vladimír Franc offer the Czech Republic? Jan Wallinger finds out.
A year ago, successful Czech artist and composer Vladimír Franc would probably not have entertained the possibility of a presidential bid. But changes to the system allowing Czechs to elect their president directly for the first time, as well as a strong grassroots movement of students and intellectuals who basically drafted him to run, forced him to reassess such a possibility. Once he said yes, supporters gathered more than 88,000 signatures to secure an official candidacy, far surpassing the necessary 50,000 threshold. All the same, many are still skeptical that anyone so heavily tattooed could or should be the next head of state. When I asked Franc about his body art, here's what the candidate told me.
Tattooing is a private thing, but I will say there is always room for more tolerance and the spread of tolerance in society. I don't know and I can't influence how different publications write about me, so I don't really worry about it. I think the tattoos should be seen as something extra, as added value on top of my experience as an artist, as a composer, and as a university professor.
More important for many voters choosing among the different candidates will be his stance on a number of issues facing the country: corruption, the continuing fiscal crisis in the Eurozone, austerity measures and reforms. However, the issue that seems to concern him the most currently, he made clear in our interview, was the state of politics overall in the Czech Republic, in which many voters have grown jaded and long lost any trust. Vladimír Franc again.
We live in a country where we have a system, and the model works to a greater, sometimes lesser degree, but it works. The problems, the way I see it, are in human failure. Voters choose politicians to guide the country, but many of them have largely become interested only in themselves and in their own benefit and don't care about the state. So I see the problem as a moral one, not structural.
As an artist, Franc has authored the scores for countless theater plays and is a six-time winner of the Alfred Radok Award. And he admitted in our interview that if elected, the transition from artist to head of state would come with certain risks or roadblocks, some of which were no doubt experienced by another artist who became president, former dissident and playwright Václav Havel. As an artist, Vladimír Franc, too, would like to bring a fresh approach to the position of head of state, untarnished, he says, by politics that have all too often prevailed.
There are risks, no doubt, but because I am an authentic people's candidate with a candidacy that was spontaneous, I think it helps. From the artistic world, I'm used to analyzing things and using concrete terms and trying to avoid old clichés. I was also never a part of a politicking in this country, so I have that advantage.
Whether Vladimír Franc, tattoos and all, will be able to find broader support is a question which will be the answer will be known to shortly in the new year. But to be successful, he'll still have to pick up momentum. Currently, opinion polls place him at around just 6% among likely voters, far behind the current front runners.
Thank you, Jan Wallinger. In the next installment of the presidential profiles tomorrow, we'll look at one of the women in the race, Christian Democrat Zuzana Rojtová.